And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Channel 19 production of Sterling Girls Volleyball Playoff Variety this time once again. And they are taking on the Hackettstown Tigers. Good afternoon, everybody. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. And Schulzy, another great matchup here for the Sterling Lady Knights, taking on a second-round opponent in the Hackettstown Tigers.
Yeah, and a decent team when you're talking about Hackettstown coming in at 15-7. They're playing a tough division up there in that Northeast Conference, a new conference they just got into, I think, in 2009. So this is a team that, and as we watch them warm up, you know, they're pretty impressive. I mean, they look like they have some girls that are pretty good hitters. They're aggressive in going to the net, and yeah, it's going to be a tough task for Sterling here today.
Hackettstown enters the game 15-7 on the season. They advanced to the second round with a 2-0 win over the 21 seed Central Regional just a couple days ago. Actually, just yesterday, believe it or not. Central Regional, as we mentioned in the broadcast against Chatham last Thursday, when not in school due to the hurricane, finally come back. And now a very rigorous schedule for all girls volleyball throughout the state from here on out. They're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the champion will be crowned.
Well, you mentioned it, Rob. It is. It's a situation where you go from one extreme to the other, where over a two-week period of time, you really only had one game. Now, all of a sudden, you're having consecutive games, and obviously, there's a pretty good chance, they're definitely, if they win this game, going to be on the road the rest of the way for the next three or four games. So it's something that, like you said, it's going to be a rigorous schedule, but if you hear the coaches talk and the players talk, it's definitely something that they're ready for.
Sterling advancing with a 2-0 win over, in convincing fashion, 2-0 win over Chatham, the 28th seed, as I mentioned earlier. They won the first game 25-8 thanks to 15 straight service points from Sterling senior Melanie Kaiser, who just was absolutely dominant in that game. And then they won the second game 25-14 to advance to this round. The winner of this game will advance to face Mahwah, the 4 seed. So either way, the winner of this game will be on the road to face Mahwah.
And you forget that extra man that we have up there in the stands, or extra girl in the stands, the whole crowd, obviously led by the super fans right there, who were really a big part in the run last year, coming up on the road in the bus and really supporting the team. And you always felt their presence. And in a lot of ways, even when we were on the road, you felt like it was a home game because of the crowd.
And we're ready to get underway here as the teams will greet each other at midcourt. Again, this game being broadcast live on Channel 19, also being heard live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. And we're ready to get underway here.
And I think the serve, much like, you know, their ability to serve in Chatham led them to the victory there. And you mentioned the 15 straight service points, which was unprecedented this year in any game. And I definitely think that's going to be a key here today against Hackettstown.
Super fans already, as the aforementioned, super fans really starting to chime in early here, which is good. It's a shame the next game isn't on our own court.
But they travel. Like I said, there was probably about 10 of them last year to travel.
First service goes into the net by Amanda Rocco, and Sterling will be on the board first.
Yeah, probably a few nerves there. Going for the system, Rocco there, coming up short on that serve.
Serving now, Melanie Kaiser. Tigers get it over the net. Applegate serves it, and it's a good rebound here from Hackettstown. Kaiser up to get that one. Issa Sanchez, Leilani Naon Carter. We saw a lot of that in the last game, that little off-speed lay-in right there and find an open space.
Well, that's the soft game that they mix in with the power game that we've really seen probably over the last five or six games, and that's something that the coaches have really been telling the girls to do, and it's really worked out well.
Kaiser hard serve this time, goes way up in the air. They're only able to control it here. They set it up for Kriebel. Again, goes back to Carrie Applegate, to Grzynski, now to Kriebel. And goes over the net, does Sterling, and check that. It's going to be against Hackettstown, so now it's a 3-0 lead.
Seeing that from Creble, too, you're expecting a power game, mixes it up with a soft one right there, and they were caught off down.
Great serve there. Not able to be held onto by the Tigers from Melanie Kaiser. And here we go again. Four straight points on service now for Melanie Kaiser.
Now, of course, Kaiser went on that real nice run last time, really enabled them to pull away in that first game against Chatham in the last match.
Kaiser, another strong serve. This one goes out of bounds. So much for a 15-point start. But again, you're not going to see that too often.
And that's a good move. You know, if you're having trouble with the serve, anything close, I'm just going to let it go.
Stevie Sass will serve for the Tigers. And Leilani Naon-Carter, again, looking for that little soft dump over the net there. Good dig there by Creeble. Applegate. Kaiser diving attempt to save it, but it goes into the stands. And Hackettstown with two straight points.
Yeah, you see Hackettstown going with their power game, coming over there to the left side.
Again, Stevie Sass to serve for the Tigers. And Sterling lets it go, and it's out of bounds. And Sterling will regain the serve.
Going right now, doing a nice job, controlling the volley. They just feel comfortable out there right now, playing their game. And
Ashley Sims to serve for Sterling now as Tigers let this one go. Sails out of bounds, and Sterling will hold serves at 6-2.
Again, those serves really have other teams just trying to get control of the ball, and they're not really able to get the ball to their setter to set up any type of good or quality kills.
Low line drive served by Sims, looking to dump it home. Nice diving attempt there by Sims to save it. The Tigers almost put that into open space. Creeble, again, looking for the slam home. She can't find it. Sims lets it go, and a smart move by Sims and good communication from her teammates there.
Yeah, and I think the key there was Sims and the diving dig she had right there. And again, you like Sterling's ability this year. Yeah, as good as they were last year, this is one thing they're doing this year that's even better, their ability to keep volleys going.
Good save there again by Sass. A lot of good saves here, and that save by Sass sets up a point for the Tigers.
Yeah, and this is one of the few times you see them have the ability there to set up at the net and they get the kill.
Kelsey Dimaselli on the serve for the Tigers. Tigers get back over that. Sterling controls, looking for Leilani Naon-Carter, and she hits it out of bounds. Looking for a deflection are the Knights, but they're not going to get the call.
Yeah,
it's
they
7-4.
Thought they had it there. We're looking at it on the replay right here now. She just got up there a little bit past after the ball went past her, so that's a point for Hackettstown.
All of Sterling looking for the deflection there. Looked up to the official. Official said not so much. Creeble slams it right into Dimaselli, and she can't hang on to it, and that's a point for Sterling.
And that's a real good set there by Laura Grzynski, enabling Creeble to come up with momentum. When she gets that forward momentum going, is able to get some height on the leap right there, she's very difficult to stop.
Sophomore Emily Creeble now to serve for Sterling. Sims with the dig out. Looking for Applegate. And Sterling will set it up. Applegate again. Dug out there by the Tigers. Now they got to scramble to get it over the net, and they do. But it will sail out of bounds into the Sterling bench. It's 9-4 in favor of the Knights.
Yeah, you saw that nice middle set right there, and then they were just spinning around there. You could just see they weren't going to be able to keep that volley going.
Creeble again to serve. Dug out there nicely, but again, the Tigers really in desperation mode here as it falls short of the net. 10-4, Sterling out to a quick 6-point lead.
Yeah, I think, and again, you can see the reason they've had success with their serves is the fact that they've been able to hit them in the right zones, and that's something that's usually a call by the coaches on the side. Another point, it's one thing to make the call, it's another thing for the girls to execute, and I think that's what you're seeing right here. As you see a timeout with Sterling ahead 10-4. I'm sorry, 11-4.
And that's a timeout by the Tigers there. Is some miscommunication there on the part of the Tigers, kind of left that ball in no man's land there. And head coach Allison Procopio would like a timeout to kind of discuss it with her team. As we look at the bracket that we mentioned here in the open, you look in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen here. For those of you watching at home, Sterling in the semifinal, looking for a semifinal matchup, or excuse me, quarterfinal matchup against Mahwah. As you remember, Hackettstown, then you take a look at the north end of the bracket. Riverdale, Red Bank. Riverdale has already advanced. Northern Burlington and Ridgefield Park will play Riverdale in that next matchup.
And Mahwah, that would be the game. You win this game, that would be up there in Mahwah tomorrow. I believe it's about a 2.5 hour
it's a hike.
Ride. And
a lot of these schools predominantly in the north end of the state. So from here on out, barring any upsets in the top half of that bracket, will be an away game for Sterling. After the timeout, Tigers look to repossess here as Leilani Naon Carter hits it over, and again hitting it into an open spot there, I believe was Stevie Sass.
You look right at the net, good shot right there, and you know that's why you go for the timeout. You hope you can get yourself together and go on a run of your own, and that's one right there. When you go up for that double block, you really want to seal it. And Sterling wasn't able to do it right there.
Check
they
that.
Come
that,
back and get the point in the next one.
That was Anya Cerniglia on that kill earlier, as Daniel Croge is going to check in to serve for Sterling. 12-5 here in the first game of the quarterfinal matchup here. From Sterling High School, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. Applegate slams it home and blocked there partially by Jillian Young, but couldn't get the ball over the net. 13-5.
Well, you saw the double block. The attempt up there to double block, forcing the ball out to the outside. There they shield everything in the middle, forces to the outside, and that led to the kill right there that you saw for Stone. Go ahead, 13-5.
Croge again on the serve. Sterling looking to set it up for Kriebel. Kriebel just gets it over the net. Quick service return there by the Tigers. Anissa Sanchez hits it long. Got a hold of it, but hit it just a little too long there, 13-6.
Yeah, and that's that set there where you see Sanchez get up. Sometimes she'll fake it, and they'll go over to Kriebel on the far side. That one, they went to Sanchez, but hit it a little bit wide.
Anya Cerniglia to serve now for Hackettstown, trailing by 7. Sterling just barely able to get it over the net here. Tigers look to set it up. And Jillian Young tries to slam it home, but he's blocked. And the point will go for Hackettstown.
Yeah, it looks like, I don't know if they might have hit the net. We're going to look. Yeah, it looks like they, boy, that was close.
Right
okay,
there.
Okay, there they go. They hit the net right there. But again, they executed a double block. Just unfortunately hit the net, and the point went to Hackettstown.
Again, Smigley on the serve. Looking for Applegate. Sass tries to slam it home, cannot. Kriebel over to Sims, who just pushes it over the net. Sass again, blocked, and able to get it over the net. Nice save by Sterling, and they will reset. Lisa Sanchez finds open space on that near sideline where we are broadcasting from, and point goes to Sterling, 14-7.
There you see the soft game, but it always led up or set up by the fact that they kept the volley going with a double block there right in the middle on Sass. Sass came up with the kill. This girl did a very, very good job elevating and goes in for the kill, and Sterling was able to block it, get the volley going, and able to eventually get the point.
Junior Lori Gorzinski on serve now for Sterling as Carrie Applegate looks to drive it home. She cannot. Young gets it over the net. Looking again for Applegate, finds some open space, and scores a point, 15-7.
And you saw Kriebel come up here with momentum. Whenever she sets back, comes up with momentum, they're not going to be able to handle it. It's just a matter of her keeping it in, and she comes up with a great kill right there. And as you see a timeout, Hackettstown, as we look at the Sterling girls right now, Coach Matt McPherson talking to them. You look right here, see Kriebel right there, set back, and again, a great set there by Lori Gorzinski, who, of course, is taking over at the setter position from Katie Johnson last year. Just doing an outstanding job. I know we had her on here. She's one of the stars of the game after the Chatham game, and She really has hit that comfort zone at that position and just doing an outstanding job for the girls' volleyball team this year.
Now, we mentioned in our last broadcast last Thursday how many seniors are on this team. You look at about five seniors on this team. And if you'd like to get yourself a DVD copy of this event or any event taped here on Channel 19, just $20 per event at $3 for the mailing. 741333 extension 4119, or you can email Tad Kozineski at the email address at the bottom of your screen. You can also find his email address on the Sterling website, sterling.k12.nj.us. Back to live action now. After the timeout, 15-7 in favor of Sterling. Again, looking for Applegate, who sends it home to that near sideline. And it's 16-7, something we saw a lot of, or we didn't see a lot of in the last game. They were going to Kreeble a lot. Now they're switching sides and going over to Kerry Applegate.
Yeah, but again, I like the fact that they attacked the net when Sass came in for the kill. You saw Emily Adcock right there divert things to the outside, and that kept the volley going, which led eventually to the kill.
16-7 now in favor of the Knights. Nisa Sanchez blocked at the net, and it'll be a point for the Tigers.
That's one thing, I'll tell you what, that they've done well this year. One of the few times there, as you look at the next volley. You're looking at Sterling that right now is just going on a roll and just answering any type of point that Hackettstown gets with a couple points of their own and in decisive fashion.
Tigers look to control now. Looking for open space. They cannot find it. Now looking for Kreeble. Sends it over, but the Tigers are able to rebound. Sass tries to kill it home, and it's blocked there by Anissa Sanchez.
There again is that double block right there. They knew Sass was coming to the net. Set up perfectly. Went right there, and it did an even better job of staying off the net.
Served into the net there.
One of the few unforced points we've seen on serves over the last few games. And, you know, when you get deeper into this tournament, that's definitely a key. You don't want to give away any points.
18-9 now in favor of Sterling. Good save there by Sterling. Kerry Applegate just looking to reset the team here as Tigers are now in possession. Gloria, a nice dig. Looking for Sass again. A whistle, double hit by Hackettstown, and that will be Sterling's 19th point of game one.
And you could tell, I'll tell you what, they're just reacting, doing a great job reacting to what Hackettstown doing with Sass coming to the net and just blocking everything.
Kreeble, the setup pass went a little too far for Kreeble, wasn't able to slam it home. And unorganized set there for Sterling, and the point will go to Hackettstown.
One of the few times we've seen miscommunication, but that's few and far between. That just tells you how dominating the Sterling team's been.
Tigers on serve now, setting up for Kreeble, and slams it home for the 20th point. They're just 5 points away from taking game one.
Yeah, they have no way of handling Kreeble's kill. You know, she gets momentum. Again, it's just a matter of her keeping it in, which she usually does, and just a dominating player here. And again, only a sophomore, one of the premier sophomore volleyball players in South Jersey and in the state of New Jersey.
Ashley Sims, the senior, will serve for Sterling. Another point for Sterling, 21-10. And Ashley Sims will serve, 4 points away from taking game one. And Tigers not able to control it on the errant initial pass.
You know, Hackettstown's doing a better job of handling the serve than Chatham did last week, but still, you could tell they're having a tough time. They're not able to set anything up from it. They're just content to get it over the net. Sterling's taking advantage of that.
And Hackettstown really having trouble with the serves here from Sterling. It's 23-10.
you can see, I think after a while, mentally, it can really get to you, and you know, you start to make mistakes in communication and even anticipation that you normally wouldn't make.
Three straight points now for the Knights. Looking to close out this first game. Cerniglia trying to find open space, and Leilani Naomi Carter finds that open space, and it's now set point.
That's as impressive a point as I've seen. You talk about the power game, but there, Cerniglia went with the soft game. Nice shot. Sterling still was able to get it back over the net, and just makes things frustrating here as Sterling goes to match point.
And match point again. Sterling looking to control, try to be dug out there on that far side by Kriebel, and she can't dig it out. It's 24-11.
Now, one of the few times we've seen Hackettstown connect on their power game.
Served by the Tigers. Trying to slam it home, they cannot. It's tipped over the net by Gorzinski. And that will do it for the first game. Sterling will win the first game 25-11. And not quite the run that we saw in the first game of the last against Chatham.
Well, I think, you know, you're going against a better team as we look at the replay here. And I just like the way Sterling was able to get their points in a lot of different ways. Obviously, we talked about that Chatham game. That was dominated by the serve and their ability to just overpower the Chatham team. Here, Sterling did it with their soft game. And the one thing I liked about this game is their ability to go to the net and the double blocks that they had on Sassy, who was a pretty good girl on the other team. And really showed the ability. We were watching her in practice to come to the net, has a good power game, and they didn't allow her to get the kills going, mainly because of her defense and the double blocks they had going. Kept volleys going and obviously finished volleys off with kills that Applegate and Kriebel were able to connect on.
Again, the winner of this matchup will travel tomorrow to face the number 4 seed of Mahwa, and we hope that the super fans can head up should we continue on and win this one. It's a hike.
Well, I said when we went up to
Riverdale last year.
I forget the name of the building. It was a neutral building, but it was in North Jersey. And I think it was about 10 minutes away from the other schools. Passaic County Institute of Technology. Thank you, Mr. K. We went up there, and it was only about 20 minutes away from the other school. And obviously, almost 2 hours away from us, and the super fans came up, and you felt like we had the home court advantage with the noise and the excitement and the enthusiasm. And talking to the girls and the coaches after the game, and they said, yeah, the girls feed off that, and that's the type of positive momentum that can really have an effect, especially if you're in a tight game. I see a lot of fans on hand here today, and you know, people were talking about it at school, and just a great atmosphere. You get a lot of people out to the gym as you look at our...
Yeah, that's
Sterling Knights taking a 1-0 lead.
The end of game ones against, if you're just joining us, Sterling wins the first game 25-11. And Hackettstown, if you're not familiar with Hackettstown, Northwest Jersey school.
Yeah, they moved into the Northwest Jersey Athletic Conference in 09-10 school year. And, you know, they probably have the same thing we have going on where you see schools jumping to different conferences. But I'm told it's a tough conference. They held their own in it. And it's actually the town of Hackettstown is the headquarters of the Mars Chocolate Factory.
Nice.
So they make the Milky Ways, the Mars, the M&Ms, all that good chocolate.
Do they make Snickers for you, Shulzy?
Snickers, yeah, that's that's my favorite.
Every broadcast most of the broadcasts, Shulzy rolls in with a rather large size Snickers and a coffee or Kit Kat or
can't change the routine.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
Ah.
Also, Hackettstown, little known fact, number 72 top 100 towns of the United States to live and work by Money Magazine in 2005. So,
pretty impressive. And it's probably, what'd they say, it's about 2 hours away, I think?
Yeah. That's a long day.
Long haul.
Yep. And Sterling did that last year, going on the road quite a bit as start game one, and they spot Hackettstown a point there as the serve goes into the net.
when Sterling does that, it sticks out because it's happened so rarely. And again, it just says a lot about how well they're playing.
And they're lining Naeon Carter. Tries to send home. Nice dig there by Cerniglia to keep it alive.
Yeah, I think right there you saw a little bit about what's happening. Hackettstown came up with a great dig to keep things going. But again, Sterling has the ability to keep the volleys going, gets the right set, and comes away with the kill. A play like that's deflating, especially when you have the nice dig to keep things going and you still don't get the point.
1-1, start the second game. This time, Naeon Carter looking for the dig, and that falls in, and all the Knights kind of ran away from it, and Coach Matt McPherson looking for an explanation on that one, and see if we can get a replay on that, see if we could see it down the line.
Yeah, that was out. Yeah. Just got to keep going. Can't let that affect you. And I'll tell you what, these girls.
Over the line, the midfield, the midcourt line there is Hackettstown, and that will award a point over to Sterling. Not midfield.
Midfield.
That's Friday night.
That's right. We have to adjust our broadcast.
So Sterling rebounding after the what appeared to be a missed call there.
And I like the fact that, you know, these girls seem poised. Obviously, they're disappointed they didn't get the call, but they'll go to the next point and forget that that even happened.
A deflection off of Sterling, and Hackettstown will tie it up at 3 apiece here in the second game.
One of the few sets that Hackettstown's had close to the net, and they're able to get the point. But again, that just says a lot about the fact that Sterling's keeping them back on their heels, and in a lot of cases, they're just happy to keep the volleys going and get it over the net.
Demicelli to serve for the Tigers as Applegate slams it home. And that breaks the tie. It's 4-3.
Yeah, you almost thought if you were going to anticipate that she would go to the right and brought it right back to the left side. Really caught Hackettstown off guard. And yeah, hit with such force that you're not going to get to that anyway.
On serve now for Sterling. Danielle Croach, senior defensive specialist, looking to put Sterling up 5-3 and trying to drop it in, and a kind of a running attempt there, I believe, by Amanda Ruoco. And just a little too much pepper on that one, trying to, she sends it over the net.
Well, that says a lot about the variety we're seeing. Applegate with the power game, with the kill in the previous one, then with the soft game, again, keeping Hackettstown off bounds.
Croach again on serve. And a double hit by the Tigers, 6-3.
And that's just a situation where, you know, this Hackettstown team, when you make mistakes like that, they're mistakes of frustration, and it just says a lot about the pressure Sterling's putting on them.
Croach again to serve. Blocked. And it goes off Gorzinski, a combination of Gorzinski and Sanchez, and goes out of bounds. 6-4.
Yeah, one of the few times they weren't able to execute the double block, something that's really worked well for them, among other things, in that first game.
Tigers on serve, and Sanchez slams it home off the net.
Yeah, we'll see this on a replay. You have to like Nisa Sanchez right there and her ability to elevate, not only elevate, but elevate quickly, and of course, go ahead and finish it off for the point.
And just that deflection, that little deflection off the top of the net there really messes with the concentration of the players. Nice dig out there by Lori Grozinski as Anissa Sanchez finds some open space right in the middle of the floor. It's now 8-4.
Robin, you see that dig right there. And I know we went up to North Jersey, saw some of the elite teams, namely Riverdale. A play like that is what separates the good teams from the great teams. Their ability to keep volleys going with the digs that you saw Grozinski get right there, keep things going, allow Sterling to get a point.
And it looked like head coach Allison Procopio looking for a four hit against Sterling. Pleaded her case, but to no avail. It's now 9-4, and Sterling on a little mini run here.
Yeah, Hackettstown just didn't cover that middle left area of the court, and Sterling made them pay for it.
Seniglia trying to slam it home, looking for Applegate now, and she does the same. 10-4.
Yeah, Applegate, like Kriebel, gets a little bit of momentum, and the important thing is she's reacting to what's going on the other end of the court, knows where the opening is at all time, and again, executing that kill right there to perfection.
Hackettstown will take a timeout here, trailing by 6. Take a look at from our net cam here. And good job by Kerry Applegate there to really just put it home.
And the one thing, you know, talking to Coach Matt McPherson after the game, he was just saying how well these girls have handled all the different adversity that they're facing right now with going through not having games for a long period of time. He says this is a team that really doesn't have a lot that fazes them. And you can watch them in the timeouts, even in the warm-ups, and obviously in the game. These are girls that just are having fun playing the game. And, you know, we always hear about how well they get along and all that really, from a chemistry standpoint, I think has a lot to do with the success that they've had over the last couple years and are having this year.
Super fans chiming in yet again.
Can't keep the super fans down.
No. And we've seen some pretty interesting games here at Sterling. The super fans are always really a big part of it, especially the close games as we look at head coach Matt McPherson.
That's what he...
Tigers score a point here at 11-5.
Yeah, you see what he'll do right here, he'll turn. You look at coach... Right, okay. Yeah, we'll go when they get the volley. We'll see.
11-5 here. Cernigli to serve. And she puts it right in the middle. It'll be 12-5.
Yeah, and that's one thing you can't afford to do against Sterling.
You see Coach McPherson talking to assistant coach Joe Feeney. And Applegate will serve. Nice serve by Applegate. Low line drive, and that will be a point awarded for Sterling at 13-5. Served by Applegate. Again, same spot, but the Tigers able to corral it this time. Looking to get it over the net there is Applegate. Sets it up for Jamie Beerbaum.
And one of the keys to those serves are you want to hit certain zones. Of course, there might be an open area or an area, as we look at the replay here, where Sterling feels like Hackettstown may be a little bit weak. And, yeah, that's when you see the coach and everybody talk about what zones to hit, and you'll see at times Coach McPherson give the signals.
And did Sterling go over the center court line? They did not, and that will be a point for Sterling. 15-5, opening up a double-digit lead. Again, Applegate to serve. 4 straight points for Sterling. And now make it 5.
Yeah, really haven't been able to handle that deep serve that goes far back. I mean, again, that's a situation where if you think it's at all close, you want to let that go, because even if it isn't, you haven't had the ability to handle it all night. As we look at the timeout right here, we look at the Hackettstown team with Coach Procopio talking it over with their girls. And, you know, she really felt good coming into this game and a lot of confidence in her girls, but are really facing a Sterling team that's just been dominant. And we look at our brackets right there, showing right now, obviously taking on Hackettstown. And will, with the win, go to Mahwah tomorrow. Again, that 2-hour trip, but, you know, you go back to the fact that things like that, back-to-back games, going on long trips, just doesn't seem to phase the Sterling team. And, you know, you have to think back to the experience they had last year in the playoffs, getting deep and playing against the Riverdale team that you see at the top of that bracket, that if they keep winning, will end up playing.
And you know, I think whoever wins this championship is really good at all levels, whether it's, you know, at all levels of sport, is really going to have to earn their championship with the given, you know, the situation with the Hurricanes and all the schools being out. The schedules had to be condensed, and that's a tough situation for any coach and any player, really.
Yeah, you can see Hackettstown getting a little frustrated right now. The volleys that they might normally get. Again, just some teams, I think, come in here and get a little bit intimidated by Sterling Dominic.
Applegate.
Yeah, there you see the serve. And again, I think one of the keys to the serves are not only going hard, going soft, but also the placement. And you're just having excellent placement here by Sterling.
Terry Applegate having some success with that low line drive serve towards that back line. Again, same thing. This time the Tigers able to possess. Mesa Sanchez tries to drop it in. Nice dig by the Tigers. For Adcock, who slams it home, but again, good job by the Tigers to keep it alive. And Sterling takes care of it with a kill from Emily Krieber.
Well, that's what you see time and time again. Hackettstown came up with a nice dig. You're feeling good about yourself, keeping a volley going, but once Sterling's able to set Krieber up, and again, she gets forward momentum going to the net, is able to elevate herself, it's pretty much a situation where, you know, as long as that kill or the shot stays in, they're going to get the kill.
Goes, serve goes out of bounds, and it's been a while. It's 8 straight points here by Sterling.
Rob, I think that's something Hackettstown hasn't been doing enough. I think if it goes a little deep, they should let it go. And they've been trying to handle too many of those ones that are borderline.
Job by Sterling, and they're going to have to get it over the net now. And nice job there by Kaiser to send it over the net. Dug out by Gorzinski. Looking for Applegate. And it goes out of bounds.
That's another point. And again, you know, early on that serve, you see them keep going. It was a long volley, but I like the fact that they had the double block executed for Sass with the kill to go to the outside. And you know where she's going. You're able to basically get the dig against Sass, keep it going, and get the point. Yeah, Hackettstown now, I think they've been told in that last time out, Coach Prokopia, some if anything's close on that serve, let it go. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
20-7 now here in this game two in favor of Sterling. They won game one, 25-11. Looking to advance to face Mahwah tomorrow at Mahwah. Krieber tries to slam it home, and Tigers cannot handle it. Sterling 4 points away from advancing.
Well, great placement. I mean, when you have girls diving all over the floor, you know, they never tip off. Sterling really does a great job at not tipping off where they're going to go with that ball till the last minute, and it keeps them flat-footed. It doesn't allow Hackettstown to anticipate anything.
21-7, make it 22-7 in favor of the Knights.
Yeah, just another great serve here by Ashley Sims to keep things going here. Get Sterling close to yet another big win.
Sims, who I believe closed out game number one with her serve, looking to do so here in game two, and she's 2 points away from doing so at 23-7.
Yeah, mixing it up just like all the other girls. As we look, I don't know if we're going to get a shot at Coach Matt McPherson. You know, he's been giving his own. I don't think he's going to. I might have given the signal a little bit before we got the camera over there.
Double hit by Tigers, and now they're down to their last mistake here. It's 24-7.
Yeah, you saw the power serve and a soft one right there. Hackettstown just wasn't able to handle as we get to match point here.
Sims on serve for the match. Tigers control, get it over the net. Applegate looking for Leilani Nail Carter, and she dips it in. And that will do it. Sterling will win game two, 25-7, and they will advance to the next round, the quarterfinal round, against Mahwah tomorrow at Mahwah.
Rob, they did everything well. They've been playing as well as they have all year in this game against the formidable Hackettstown team. And again, we saw the power game a lot, but fittingly, it was finished off by Leilani Carter with a soft game right there. And again, the nice thing I like about this game was everybody contributed in a big win here.
Sterling wins in straight sets 2-0. They won game one 25-11. They won game two 25-7. And we'll get off to a quick break. We'll get the players of the games and possibly the coaches throwing advances to face Mahwah tomorrow. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen, as Sterling advances to the quarterfinal round with a straight set win over Hackettstown 25-11 and 25-7. Again, that game is against the number 4 seed Mahwah, so they will be on the road starting tomorrow. And now we're going to send it over to Kevin Schulz, who is courtside with our players of the game and also head coach Matt McPherson. Schulze, over to you.
Stars of the game, Kyrie Applegate and Ashley Sims. Kyrie, we'll first go to you. And one thing that really stood out in this game is it seemed like you really tried to have different placement all over the other end of the court with your serves and with your kills. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I try to aim at different areas of the court, and then when I'm hitting, I try to hit hard and then, like, tip some just to keep the defense on their toes at all times. Makes it a little harder for them to set up their offense.
Okay. Looking forward to tomorrow. You got a long trip, a two-hour trip, but it seems like your team's ready. Talk a little bit about your team and their preparedness for this game.
Well, we've been looking ahead this season, so we've been ready for Mahwah. We've been ready for the northern teams and the bigger competition. So we're ready to take the 2.5-hour bus ride to Mahwah tomorrow. Okay,
you guys look ready. Kyrie, best of luck. Good luck
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
We'll be up there with you.
Thank you.
Great job today. And we bring in Ashley Sims. Ashley, no stranger to playing on Channel 19. We see you in softball. And I know you guys had that big run 2 years ago in softball. Obviously, in volleyball, you had the run last year and this year. Compare the two different sports and the experience of the two different sports.
Volleyball has like a better atmosphere. Like, there's more fans, there's more like cheering going on. It's a faster paced game. And like softball, there's like you get like some family members, and like it's not really fast. Like, it's slow moving, and like you're not really with your teammates the whole time. Like, you're really far. This team, like, we all come together, cheer together, and go for go runs.
So that would be an official shout out to the super fans who we hope make it out tomorrow.
Yeah, super fans, we're good. Awesome.
Ashley, thanks for coming on. Great job. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll see you up there tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good. And we go to Coach Matt McPherson.
How are you, Mr. Schulz?
Yeah, outstanding job. And, you know, you see you give the different zones for the serves, and we felt like in watching this game, you're, again, having the ability to keep the other team off balance was a key. Talk a little bit about that.
I got to give credit to my assistant, Joe Feeney, there. One of his jobs is to track the other team and you know, kind of get a feel for throughout the game who's the better passer on the other team. And we just try and stay away from those girls. This team actually had we thought they did a real nice job passing the ball overall. So it was kind of hard picking, you know, who we wanted to serve to.
I guess it wasn't. Yeah, that's one thing we remarked about is they definitely, I mean, they didn't do a great job handling your serve, but did a much better job than the last game. Did that force you to adjust anything in your way of thinking?
No, we didn't really adjust. We, you know, we still tried to concentrate on who we wanted to serve to. It's just the last game against Chatham, they weren't able to pass, and we got a lot of points off of aces, you know. And this game, they were able to get balls up and keep them in play, and we had to work a little harder for the points.
Right. And I mean, you guys, you got a lot of people involved. A lot of people came up with some nice plays, kills. One thing we remarked at, and I know I talked to you about it earlier in the year, was you're coming up with the double block. We felt like that was a key on certain points. Talk a little bit about that.
Coming up with the, well, we
going
we
up
always,
with the seal, the double block.
Well, yeah. There's a couple things to that. It's most teams, they're better hitters. They run outside, which if you're looking at the net, is the left-hand side of the court. So Emily Adcock, who plays right side for us, and Lori Gorzinski, when she's up, she's on the right side as a setter. They kind of set the block, and then our middles, Anissa and Leilani, kind of have to read where the pass is going and go over and get right next to either Emily or Lori and go up nice and tight, and you need to get a seal on the block. Because if there's an opening in the block, then our libero, Melanie, kind of has to stay at that opening in case the ball comes through there. And if they seal it and close it, she's able to go where she needs to go defensively.
So get to the net, cover that. Avoid it going through the middle.
Yes.
Okay. And now the next thing, obviously, we have Mahwah tomorrow. What do you know about this team? What do you think is going to be key tomorrow?
Key tomorrow is I thought we were a little sluggish today overall. We need to come out with a better, you know, you think after winning 25-11, 25-7, I'd be, you know, thrilled with the performance. I thought we were a little sluggish and we could have done better. We need to bring a better effort tomorrow against Mahwah. We need something like Carrie Applegate was absolutely dominant in game two. Just lights out dominant, and we need that performance from her and others tomorrow for Mahwah.
I'll ask you two questions here. Do you think that sluggishness was a result of the long layoff? And do you think now that this team playing consecutive games will feed off that?
I sure hope so. I mean, yeah, I don't want to make excuses. Maybe it was a sluggishness. You know, I think they were a little jittery, maybe just being the favorite and what's expected from them. They haven't lost at home all season. Maybe they're like, oh, we got to keep that going. You never know. I guess you can attribute it to the layoff, but hopefully we can, you know, we're used to, we've had a couple weeks where we've played 5-6 matches in a week. So, you know, hopefully that's good experience for us, and hopefully we can put a nice run together here.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us, and we'll follow you up there tomorrow, and best of luck, and it's a great run. Let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks,
thank
Coach.
You. All right.
And we'll take it back to Rob Strauss, courtside.
And thank you so much, Schulze, and once again, congratulations to the girls volleyball team. They will advance to play Mahwah tomorrow. It's a 2.5-hour drive, quite the hike for the team. But it sounds, as Coach McPherson said, it sounds like they're up for the challenge here. But at any rate, Sterling wins 2-0. They win 25-11, 25-7, and that'll pretty much do it for here, for all of us here at Channel 19. For Tad Kozineski in the booth, all the Channel 19 tech crew behind the scenes, and for Kevin Schulze, I am Rob Strauss. Have a great night. We'll see you next time.